Okay, hello there. My name is Roxanne.
And my name's Nicole.
And you're listening to the very first episode of the Big Bang Buzzcast. This is a new podcast that Nicole and I are starting. And neither of us have really done this podcasting thing before. And Nicole is making faces right now in Skype, so that's why I'm laughing. But hopefully our goal with this is we're just going to talk about some recent news in Big Bang Theory and the latest episode, and hopefully you guys enjoy listening to us. So are you set to do this, Nicole?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So for news, first off, Johnny was just on, a talk show recently, and that was, is it Kelly and Michael now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I saw that and I was like, wait, who's Michael? And then I remembered that Regis left, right?
Yes. Then it was just Kelly for a while, I think.
Yeah, so now it's Kelly and Michael, and Johnny was just there on the 20th there at Disney World. So yeah, he was their guest, and they talked to him about Leonard and Penny, and they asked, is it ever going to work out between them? Which I thought was kind of an odd way to ask it at this point while they're currently together and doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But Johnny's answer was, I hope not. I want them to stretch it out as long as possible. There's not a lot of comedy and now everything goes well. There's not a lot of comedy in Forever, Happily Forever After. So at the end, I hope there is. I hope they find each other on an equal playing field. And then that started some discussions about worries that Leonard and Penny might break up soon, or just people's specific hopes on what they hope the show would do with them recently. So what did you think about that?
I think that considering that they're together, when they ask what's going to happen, are they going to work, and he says, I hope not, I think that since they're together, when they pose that question, that it's just basically like within the relationship is not going to be all smooth sailing from here on out. Whereas if they weren't together when they asked the question, then you could interpret it as he doesn't want them to get back together. But I don't necessarily think that that means that there's going to be a breakup. I think that with the way it's been going since they got back together, it just means that there's going to be more, like, inner relationship drama. When he says it's not good to be, like, happy couple all the time, I don't think that necessarily means that you're not going to be a couple. It just means that you're going to keep going through the issues. I don't know how you interpreted that, but I didn't really take it as they're going to break up.
Yeah. I like that point about the fact that they are together, like how his answer could be interpreted differently depending on the status if they are or aren't together based on I hope not. But I took it in general the same way that he hopes it's not just they go happy forever after. Like if Leonard were to have successfully proposed and Penny just said yes and it's like, oh, yay. Like, I don't think that would have worked. That wouldn't have felt right for them at this point in time. So I agree with Johnny that they take their time and still building their relationship and showing those ups and downs.
Yeah. Well, with this year, they've had, you know, her wondering if she was going to stay with him. And then Alex shows up. And then, you know, Leonard was jealous of Cole. And then there was her being upset about Alex again. And then the failure to move in together. But through all that, they didn't break up. So I think Johnny just wants more of that kind of thing with the good stuff, like the I love you and the conversations and stuff coming in between that. I just think that Johnny wants more of that stuff that we've been getting this year.
And then I think it's kind of interesting how he ended it. He said, I hope they find each other on an equal playing field. I don't know if he thinks if right now they're still not on an equal field. Like, I guess you could say, like, Leonard is definitely, he doesn't have the same commitment issues that Penny does, so I don't know if he's looking at it that way on finally finding equal ground.
Well, I mean, he's ready to marry her right now. I mean, if he had, you know, continued with proposing and she had said yes, he wouldn't have been like, oh, I was kidding, or I was just trying to one-up the other couple or whatever. Like, he's not pushing her like he was with the I love you back in season 3. But he's still ahead of her in what he's ready for. And that doesn't bother her this time because she's closer to him than she was before. Both in terms of where they are in the relationship and just in terms of their relationship. But I think what he means by equal playing field is they finally both want the same thing at the same time.
Yeah. I think that sounds about right. And then moving on to another relationship in the show, Shamey. E! Online, they just recently, they were asking about the possibility of Jim and Shamey, Jim, getting the names wrong here.
I don't think Jim and Shamey are going to do anything.
No, I don't think so either. They were asking Jim and Mayim, and also Johnny and Kaylee, about the possibility of Sheldon and Amy ever, as the reporter asked, going to get some sexy time. And then the cast all had interesting or kind of varied answers. Johnny said, I really liked his answer, it was amusing. The problem with these questions is there is a visual that follows.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. Especially sexy times. I'm not comfortable with that phrase.
Yeah. Kaylee said, I don't think I could handle it. I think the world would explode. Jim said, I would be flabbergasted if they had sex anytime soon. And then I didn't get like a specific quote from Mayim. She was just sort of, I think, along the same lines as Jim, agreeing that it wouldn't be soon. But she did point out how Sheldon and Amy have touched a lot more this season mm-hmm. than they have in the past. So I pretty much agree with the cast. I don't see it happening anytime, definitely not this season. I don't even know about next season. But I'm not sure, honestly, if it's something, if that's a place I would want to see the show go at all eventually. What do you think?
I definitely think they're going to. I don't know when. I don't know. Like, earlier in the year, I was talking about how I didn't know if we were going to get an I Love You from Sheldon or from Penny first. Which then, of course, we'd get the Penny one. But I was just like, you never know with Sheldon what's going to happen. And so I don't know. You know, I feel like Sheldon saying it's a possibility in the way that he said it. I feel like that, like the whole conversation in Valentine's Day about Penny proposing, I feel like the thing with Sheldon was setting up for it. I don't mm-hmm. know which of those two events is going to happen first. I really couldn't even begin to guess because both of them have huge issues. But I definitely think that that episode was a confirmation that it will happen. I just don't know if the writers are thinking, I don't know if they're thinking soon, and I don't know what their definition of soon is. I wouldn't be as opposed to it as I would have been back in season 4, because it, I mean, Amy is just so exactly the only type of person that, in my opinion, Sheldon could be with, so I wouldn't be like, oh, it's out of character, he's, you know, hooking, like, he's not going out and hooking up with somebody, but I'm still not, like, actively wanting it, mostly because I don't think they're ready. In 2 years, I might be like, yeah, you guys need to bang right now, but I don't, I'm not actively wanting it yet because I don't think they're there, but I definitely think it's going to. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I'm not comfortable with the visual that Johnny's referencing.
I think my issue with it is I'm just, like, not sure how the show would handle it eventually. And, like, because I feel like it would need to definitely be handled carefully or in a certain way.
Yeah.
For it to be appropriate with Sheldon's character. And I know, like, years ago, if you were to ask me, is Sheldon going to have a girlfriend or should he have a girlfriend, I was just, like, against it. But how they've handled Amy to this point, I really do like that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, like, in a few years, if they do reach that point and if the show handles it well, I think I would be open to it. It's just, I'm not sure. It's like, I don't want to say I don't trust the writers with it, but I'm just really nervous about how it could be handled.
That is going to have to be handled carefully, but I think that I have added assurance from, like, Mayim's, like, modesty values. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they would show it in a way that they've shown, like, Leonard and Penny, just because I don't think that Mayim would want, you know, we're not going to see Amy with no shirt or anything like that, because Mayim is always very conservative in how she dresses. So I feel like in terms of, not that I don't trust the writers either, but I feel like we're not going to get anything that's typical of what, like, not, like, anything that's like, oh, this is TV-14, so it's okay, of what they, like, show or what they do because of Mayim's morals or whatever. I don't know if that's the right word. I don't know how they're going to lead up to it, but I feel like we're not going to, like, be hard unless Amy says something super inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm not worried too much about that, but if you're talking about, like, how they go about doing it, I'm not sure exactly what would give them the final, like, okay, we're going to. But then I didn't ever see Sheldon actually formally asking Amy out either, and I really liked how they did that, so I'm just gonna go with, I'm not a writer, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really shouldn't be talking.
Yeah, so...
That was fantastic.
Thank you. So, at this point, we pretty much agree that it's not something that will happen anytime soon.
And I'd we'll say just... next season at the earliest, but mm-hmm. I don't know, I mean, we don't know how long the show's going to be around, but I feel like we're definitely getting a season 8, and that's when I would put it as more likely to. Like, going into season 8, providing they don't have any major, like, deal-breaker issues from now till then, which I don't think they will, I can see them being like, okay, season 8 is where I can believe it might happen.
Okay. Season 8. And then moving on to another little news topic here. Johnny Galecki has joined the, I'm just calling it the Chinese Twitter because it's pretty comparable. And apparently Twitter, I read, is blocked on China or most of China, which is why this site is so popular. It's called Weibo. And there was this announcement that Johnny, let me pull up that page if I can find it. That he joined this Weibo site, and at first I thought it was just like a trick, or it couldn't be true, because Johnny hasn't joined Twitter, and he's talked about, like, he doesn't really have an interest in it, so I don't know why he would join this one.
Yeah, but I know, like we were talking about before, this is the best English we've seen from anybody claiming to be Johnny. Whereas, like, the fake Johnny Twitter, like, Johnny, I don't think he's an LOL or a misspelled, you know, very easy words type of dude. So this actually is someone who it appears like English is their first language. So, even at first glance. But then there's a video, isn't there?
Yeah, that's why, like, at first I thought, like, this can't be true. He didn't join this site. And then, yeah, you open up, and we'll have the link again to this in the show notes. And there's this video of Johnny saying, hello, he's just joined the site, and, like, he's looking forward to talking with you and, like, hearing about what your favorite Big Bang Theory episodes are. And it says he's already got 30,000 followers from just the first day of opening the site. And then I was able to find the link to his actual, what looks like his actual profile itself. And then it looks like he's got 70,000 followers now. He's got...
almost 71,000.
Yeah, he's got these three messages. His first little microblog. It's like they call it like a microblogging site, but it's still like limited to 140 characters, I believe.
Wow, says, exact same China. As Twitter.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Hello, China. I'm happy to announce that this is my official Sina Weibo page. Stop by and say hello. And then he's got, hey China, I am very glad to announce that I am on this cool Chinese app called WeChat. Follow me now, and I will tell you a lot of interesting facts about me.
I wonder how many of those we don't already know.
I know. I'm sure we would know most of them. And then thank you to my amazing 7,700 fans who are following
70,700. Say it again, thank take you. Two.
70,700 fans who are following me. I'm happy for the... And then it cuts off. And, like, it's got his little microblogs in English and then also in Chinese. And then I saw some account or some article that said that the site they're going to be offering an English language interface in case any of you guys want to try to make an account there or just at least follow his page to see what he's saying over there. And there are actually some other celebrities I found who have also got Weibo accounts to, I guess, to attract more Chinese fans or to reach them. It looks like Tom Cruise and Emma Watson both have accounts over there. And then NBA player Kevin Durant, Neil Bush, and Radiohead. But yeah, it's so random that he won't join Twitter yet he joins this Chinese site.
Maybe Twitter is so insanely popular, he's just, like, I don't want to say he's intimidated, but, like, I think that that would be more of a how do I start type thing. Because, you know, you got, like, people, like, when David Schwimmer was on Ellen, Ellen was all like, what's your first tweet gonna be? So maybe Johnny's just like, oh, look, this is a smaller type site. Mm-hmm. So it'll be easier to start up than just showing up on Twitter and getting spammed by a bunch of people that are like, oh my god, you're on Twitter.
It'll be interesting to kind of follow this page and see how often he actually updates it and, like, what he says on it. Like, if this will just be, like, a really brief, oh, he has a few messages and then it kind of goes away. Or if he actually uses it on a somewhat regular basis.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, this isn't so much news. It's just kind of talking about the next episode, 618, that's going to be airing. The contractual obligation implementation.
That's a mouthful.
All their episodes are a pretty good mouthful. And the press release for this one, it says...
How was the peanut reaction a mouthful?
Most of their episodes are a mouthful. Are you just going to point out every single thing that I do wrong?
That's our relationship, Roxanne.
Pretty much.
I mean, our texting? I'm like, every time I make a typo, I'm like frantically trying to correct it before you can.
So the press release... It says, Leonard, Sheldon, and Wolowitz speak to junior high girls about careers in science. Meanwhile, Kuthrapali plans a date with Lucy. And then when the picture... Oh, I'm looking at the wrong pictures here.
These are I told you it's 617. Do you not read your Skype messages? That's another thing you did wrong.
Well, I saw pictures from 618 at some point. Do you remember what those were?
Yeah, there was, it was all with the guys. I don't know if there were any Lucy. There definitely wasn't any of the girls, but, it was the guys, like, sitting in front of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a panel type thing. Yeah, they were mostly the guys. Thing. Yeah, I think they were all the guys. I don't remember seeing Raj and Lucy. There might have been, but there definitely weren't any of the girls.
I thought there was one picture of Raj and the girls, though. It looked like
Raj and the girls at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, they were helping him plan, it looks like. Oh, I found the link now. I'll go ahead and send this to you.
Okay.
If you want to take a look at it. But yeah, I'm really excited about the guys teaching the junior high school girls, because that just seems like there's so much comedy potential there.
Absolutely.
And then I noticed on the board behind them, it says Dr. Leonard Hofstetter, Dr. Sheldon Cooper, Astronaut Howard Wolowitz.
Yeah, I liked that, too. I'm kind of excited about that storyline, because, you know, I was a science major for a while, and we had, like, panel members come in, and the way that the guys are, like, set up, that's, like, exactly how it was when we had people come in. So I'm like, authenticity. So I kind of was geeking about that for a little bit. Okay, yeah, these are the right pictures. Yeah, so there's one Araj of the girls, and then all the rest are the guys. I like the one of Howard by himself. Mm-hmm. He's, like, got his hands up. Like, this is cool, guys. Listen to my story.
I'm an astronaut. Listen to me.
Yeah, I got my cool NASA patch.
Yeah, so I'm mostly super excited about the guys, but I think it'll also be really interesting to see where they're going with Kunal and Lucy. Not Kunal and Lucy, Raj and Lucy.
Just like Jim and Shamie.
Yes, just like that.
I'm actually super curious about what the heck the girls are doing, because this is very conveniently leaving Penny, Amy, and Bernadette completely out of the press release and completely out of the pictures. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they have to be doing something. Maybe it's nothing worthy of pictures, but once Raj leaves them, like, what do? I hope that they don't just get the one scene at the beginning.
Yeah. Let's see. It says that he plans a date with Lucy. I would assume that we would eventually see the date. Because the other option would be, like, if Raj most of the time, like, would the girls maybe be helping him try to plan it?
Maybe. Is there a press release out where we know the casting? Like, is Lucy in that episode?
Yes, because I copied that over. Casting, Lucy is in it. It has some guy named Bert, girl number one, girl number two,
and then someone named Justin.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the same Justin that Penny used to date.
Probably not. Actor's Dawson Fletcher.
Okay, that wasn't the same guy.
Yeah. So yeah, Lucy is in the episode, so...
So either it's gonna, like...
see the date.
Or it's gonna be, like, a Tangerine Factor-esque thing where they, like, leave on the date at the end, and that's another episode that's not a mouthful, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I hope that we see, like, the actual date, because I'm really interested, like, where that's going. Like, I've seen some comments that are like, I hope it turns out that Lucy is, like, completely bat-crap crazy. So, part of me is kind of hoping that she just, like, is a complete, like, spaz. But, just because I think that'd be funny.
Just like, a complete spaz and it not end up working out at all?
If it doesn't work out, I hope it's because she's absolutely nuts. Because I love people that are just nuts. And I know that other shows have done the, like How I Met Your Mother has done, like, the, it, like, legit crazy chick. And I thought that was great. So, if it doesn't work out with Raj and Lucy, I hope it's not just a, oh yeah, this isn't working. I hope it's, like, Raj is all, dude, she's crazy.
And that, it kind of, that, well, the Raj-Lucy discussion, that can segue into, last night's episode, where...
Is segue a verb?
I guess.
That's
can it be?
I mean, I know it's a noun, and you move on it, so we can segue.
Okay, we will segue then.
Maybe that's where the segue got its name. Sheldon's full of fun little facts, maybe he'll talk about that. After he talks about the phrase, got your ass handed to you.
So, last night's episode, where we met Lucy a couple episodes ago, but we saw a lot more of her last night, and I know you really liked Lucy, or you really liked the hallway conversation.
I didn't think the hallway conversation was worthy of laughing, Roxanne, but...
It was your expression. For those of you who are only listening, which is all of you, but you cannot see the... The faces that Nicole is making right now over Skype.
This is my normal face. Stop hating.
But yeah, like right after that scene, you tweeted like you ship it, or what was your tweet? I don't know, but you
liked
it.
The I'm broken conversation suddenly got me shipping Raj and Lucy # Big Bang Theory.
Did you have that ready to go or just memorized?
I didn't know you were gonna ask me that.
So it was just memorized.
Yes, it was just memorized, because I put it on Tumblr, too. Repetition, key to acquiring proficiency in every task, except for suicide.
Thank you for that.
That's a grasshopper experiment. Thank you, yes. That is a little bit of a mouthful, grasshopper experiment, but still not as bad as whatever the next episode's called.
Yeah. The
contractual obligation implementation.
That's a lot of syllables.
That is a lot of syllables. Go ahead.
So what did you like about the hallway scene, or why did you ship it?
Lucy kind of reminds me of me, in a way. Like, when she started talking, I'm not saying I would ship myself with Raj, but, like, when, she got really relatable really fast. Like, when she was talking about how she forced herself to go into the comic book store... I've forced myself to be social on so many occasions because, I mean, like, you know, I'm in college, I have to network, but, you know, meeting people terrifies me. And so, as soon as she started talking about how she saw the sign on the comic book store door and just made herself go in, so partly it was just like, oh my god, like, spirit animal here. And partly I started thinking, like the whole how they said, I'm broken too, like, Raj is super shy in a different way than Lucy's super shy, but... I was just like, okay, like, they have, like, probably the thing that they hate most about themselves, they have in common. So it's like, okay, I'm not the only person that has this problem. And I find that when you can connect with somebody in the level where you have in common something that you both really want to work on, I'm always really interested in that. Mm-hmm. So it was partially me understanding how Lucy feels, which in turn can make me sympathize with Raj a little bit more, because, like, I am capable of talking to men, so I was always like, oh, okay, Raj, you're so adorably awkward. But then when it got to Lucy, I connected Lucy's problem to Raj's problem, and then I'm like, okay, I can sympathize with you so much more, and they're just, you know, I feel like it's something that they could, that there's potential that they could work on it together. Mm-hmm. So I'm not necessarily like, oh my god, they totally need to have babies, but I definitely want it to go farther and see how that goes and see if, even if it doesn't work out, if they, if Raj can learn a little bit from her and become more confident, because he knows he's not just some freak that is forever alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely really liked that scene, too. Like, I came away from it not necessarily, like, I majorly ship it now, but definitely, like, okay, I like her now. Because based on that first episode and, like, the beginning of last night's episode, what we'd seen so far, mm-hmm. I still wasn't really sure what I thought about her. I wasn't sure how much more I wanted to necessarily see of her. But yeah, in that conversation, just getting to know some of where exactly she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And just actually seeing, like, a real, like, a conversation between them. And I don't know, I really did enjoy that.
And knowing how shy and how everything she is, the fact that she actually, one, came to the comic book store looking for Raj, and two, like, flat out went to his apartment to tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, okay, she must on some level want to see where that's going to go, because she, I guess, overcame, again, like, her, like, you know, just walking into a comic book store full of single people, like, I feel like that would be easier for someone with those kind of anxiety, you know, struggles than going to a person's house who you snuck out on a date on and not only, like, apologizing, but explaining why. And that's kind of like sharing something that's kind of personal. So I'm like, okay, she must have some interest in him, and a lot of what gets me shipping in general is when the people are, like, wanting to try something.
When the characters themselves want it.
Yeah. And I feel like, even though she didn't say, like, I want to date you, I feel like, given what she told him, the fact that she even came back is, like, she wants to date him. And obviously Raj getting so upset, like, you know, other people have shot him down, and it's been like, oh, I'm just alone, nobody loves me, blah, blah, blah. And then with her, he, like, got legitimately upset. So I'm like, I'm not saying that, like, they're madly in love with each other, but I'm saying that, like, I feel like they both wanted to see where that's going to go. And that's definitely kind of a must-have for me when I'm going to ship something.
Yeah, and, like, how you pointed out how she went to the comic book store to look for him and how she went to his apartment afterwards. Even before that, like, she was the one at the party after his speech, she went up and said hi to him. Like, hey, good speech there.
Yeah.
Like, she initiated that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, while we're still on, like, the Raj Lucy part of the episode, I found it really amusing how she actually climbed out the window in the bathroom. Because when we saw her, like, just kind of, like, suddenly outside, I was like, okay, she got out somehow, but I wasn't exactly sure how.
The really tall, really tiny window.
I hadn't pictured her, like, climbing out of a window, so that, I thought that was pretty funny.
And I also really liked how Howard stood up for Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen Howard and Raj's, like, friendship, and, like, you know, Bernadette's, how close were you two before we got married, and Leonard saying, you don't want to look under that rock. Like, we've seen them, like, have, I guess, moments or whatever before, but it's always had, like, a is this weird type vibe to it, and I kind of liked how this time it wasn't anything to do with Raj and Howard having Arisette's homosexual marriage or anything like that, but it was just, like, there wasn't a joke behind it, you know what I'm saying?
It was just Howard defending his friend.
Yeah, like, most of the time when we show how close Raj and Howard are, there's always some sort of laugh behind it. And in this case, Howard was just like, hey, look, that's not cool.
Yeah. And then, shall we jump over then to Penny's storyline in the episode? With her acting?
If I can really quick say that Amy yelling at the monkeys is my new favorite thing, we can segue right over to Penny.
Well, okay, yeah, that's part of Penny's, but Amy, yeah. I'm sad that apparently we probably won't be seeing any more of the monkeys since Amy is no longer working on that research project.
That made me sad. I was like, Amy, that's just way too fun. I mean, she hasn't had them in her apartment for a while, so maybe it wasn't her whole, like, I do all this stuff, but then doing this gets me fired. Like, maybe she was already on her third strike with keeping Ricky in her apartment all the time. Because I feel like, you know, science-wise, that's a different variable if some of the monkeys are in a house and others are in cages in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
So, my headcanon there is she was already on her last straw.
And then throwing that at the monkeys was just over the line.
It was antagonizing the test subjects. You're not allowed to do that. It's like, you know, beating someone up.
That's why you were previously a science major, because you've got that explanation.
Yes.
And, yeah, Penny's acting has improved a lot since we last saw her.
Yeah, though I have seen people that are like, okay, maybe she was intentionally supposed to be looking really bad in the commercial, but I remember, you know, people being all like, people who like, oh, I ship Penny career over anything else. They're like, why hasn't she gotten any more acting jobs? And I'm like, well, we've heard her sing and we've seen her act. It's not that hard to put it together. But I thought she was pretty good in that one. Though maybe she's not very versatile and she needs to be like a solemn type actress.
There was also it.
Although that does go against her too perky thing from season two.
Yeah. Just but I was thinking of when Sheldon wrote out, like, the script for her with the whole parking ticket thing and how, like, he insulted her acting then. And I know, like, some fans, like, they were, like, agreeing with him. I didn't think her acting was that bad when she was upset in it. But
considering what he was trying to make her do and the fact that she totally didn't agree with it and was already annoyed at him for making her go with her, I don't think she was trying very hard.
Not trying that hard.
Just like her, oh my god, a tear rolls down my cheek. Like, she was having none of that.
But then she did, like, actually, like, it seemed like she really tried.
See, I always thought she was just being dramatically annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even despite the fact that until last night? Yeah, until Thursday night, like, I wasn't impressed with anything we'd seen of her acting. At that point, like, I just thought that she was just being obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd probably have to rewatch it again, because I've never watched it, like, thinking of her actual acting skills. I was watching it thinking, like, come on, Sheldon, like, you drove her to the hospital. People do that. Like, you're not Superman.
Do you think that now that we've seen she can act, like, I would love for us to have more, like, to see more of her acting, or at least hear more about it, but I kind of feel like they might just take this as, like, oh, there's Penny's token acting job of the season, and it's going to be a long time before we really hear much else about it again.
I don't know. Like, I was, like, when I heard that she was getting, well, I mean, like, the press release or whatever that said that she was doing it, like, the way they said she gets an acting job, like, when Penny said, oh, my acting class is putting on a play, like, I was like, that makes more sense. But the fact that the entire ending was them kept saying, she's good, she's good, she's good, like, I don't know if that means that they're leading into something else, or if it was just meant to be, like, Sheldon didn't want to go, and then it was like, oh, this isn't painful. Because I'm sure when Sheldon didn't want to go, he was thinking of the rent fiasco, which they didn't want to go to either. So, I don't know.
I was going to say, it's interesting how that was the last scene in the episode. But did you see, like, the discussions how that wasn't the last scene that they actually filmed? They originally had something else as the tag?
I went back and looked at that, and I know that a lot of people are upset it wasn't there, and I'm sure that, like, the people that saw it thought it was funny, but I don't know how that really would have fit. Like, having the theater thing as the last scene, and then, oh, all of a sudden Penny and Sheldon are in the hallway reenacting something.
See, what was the tag exactly? Because I didn't get a chance.
It was something like Penny and Sheldon were in the hallway or somewhere, and they started, like, reenacting a scene from Streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know they said that they did it, like, a bunch of times, which kind of confirmed to me, like, they weren't, like, they had the basic idea of what they wanted, but they couldn't make it flow. And I just feel like it would have been, like, not quite as randomly detached at the end of the Einstein approximation when you suddenly go back to them in the ball pit again, because that was, like, the most random tag I'd ever seen in my life, and I don't know what relevance it had to anything. But,
I believe with the Einstein thing, I think there's an explanation for why they did that. I think I read with that episode, they originally had a whole nother side plot that involved Raj. I think it was Raj dating a deaf girl. Like, they originally filmed, like, that as a side plot, and then for whatever reason, they just cut all of that, and then I think that left their episode a little too short, which is why they stuck the ball pit back in randomly.
Well, I'm saying, like, for people that don't know that, it was just random. And I feel like, from what the scene was, I think that just throwing in that tag at the end, as funny as it would have been, and I know that there was a funny-ish blooper, or, like, a behind-the-scenes thing that happened that was relating to that tag, so that might have been part of the disappointment why we didn't get to see the scene itself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would have felt kind of disjointed at the end. Because it wasn't like Sheldon was helping Penny get ready for her play, and then at the end they were reenacting it. Like, if it was a thespian catalyst type thing, I could have seen that happen.
Well, wasn't it something I thought, or like Sheldon had written it himself, like how he thought the play should have gone, what they were acting at the end?
I don't know. I just sort of skimmed it, but I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't know that Penny would have agreed to reenact that, since she already knew that Sheldon was just coming because he felt he had to, and she probably would have been like, you know, it's fine the way, like, it was something that she did. So if Sheldon was like, this is how it could be made better, like, I don't know if she would have taken very kindly to that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how, you know, in the work song Nana Cluster, when she promised she wouldn't use sarcasm or whatever, and then he goes, okay, let's assume everything you're doing is wrong, and instantly she was, like, in a bad mood for a second until he threatened to walk away. So I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know the exact context. I don't know what it looked like to the audience, but I still feel like it either would have felt disjointed or would have felt like something that I'd be like, I don't know if that would actually go down that way.
I feel like not, like, at this point, like I said, I didn't actually go back. I haven't had a chance to read the report yet. But just from what I know about it, I don't think I would have been bothered too much by it feeling random or out of place. But just the fact that they spent so long the night of the taping on that scene, like, I read, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
On the tag, which is normally just, like, a page or two, like, super short. The fact that they spent that long trying to get the filmed, like, obviously, and they kept rewriting it, so they didn't know then what they wanted to do with it. And I think they never could decide what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't think it was good enough to add in the episode, then I'm glad they didn't put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been some things that I've been like, really, that's the best you can do? But then I think I couldn't really do any better. But I feel like if they weren't confident with it, I think it's good that it was left out, no matter how funny it might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there was just, like, one joke that they really wanted to do and were trying to write a scene to fit that in or whatever. Sometimes it just doesn't work.
I'm looking at, like, I jotted down some notes during the episode. I just have to say, as a Harry Potter super fan, I was happy with the Hogwarts reference. Nicole's rolling her eyes at me, so you can know.
I was shaking my head. I did not roll my eyes.
Okay, she was shaking her head
Thank
at me.
Thank you.
Fun with flags was fun.
This is eye rolling. You got that now?
I got it.
Okay.
Fun
with flags, yes. I like that he has guest stars. And I did like his side note about Penny's sex life. Because if he's talking about Penny and doesn't use the word coitus, I feel like it's almost out of character. So, I liked that.
And it was fun just to have, like, some Sheldon Penny scenes, because they haven't had that in a while, and like it's just such a fun dynamic, and so many people love it, so.
It's classic. I mean, in season two, like, a lot of people started, you know, a lot of people stuck with it because they liked watching those two, like, banter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that they're friends now, but they're still can go at it, and it's been, like, a lot of their, I like their scenes, like, earlier in the season with Sheldon trying to get Penny to not hurt Leonard, but as much as I like that, I also like the more light-type bickery friendship thing, which we haven't had in a while. She's been totally ticked off at him, and then it's been, like, more serious angsty, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I, liked in, like, episode 14 with her talking to him about Amy. But then I liked this one where it was a little more less serious type relationship conversation.
Yeah, and it was just nice, like, she got mad at him later about, like, not wanting to go to her play. But, like, at the beginning, you know, like, she agreed to help him with his fun with flags. And then she was, like, trying to help him with, like, acting tips and stuff like that. And it was just, it was nice to see them interacting in that way.
And then I loved him so well. And then I loved him showing Amy his open and close stance in the laptop. Like, he was so proud of this new thing he learned, and he wanted to show it off.
And he learned it from Penny.
I know.
And he was, like, openly admitting to that.
I like that he's now a lot less, like, he's accepted that there are, like, in the season 4 premiere when she said, you know, I know more about this than you, so you should listen to me. And then he says, if you know so much, like, why do I have a date and you don't? But he doesn't have that attitude too much anymore. Like, he still considers himself overall intellectually superior to her, and he is. But he understands that there are a couple of areas where she has the strength, and he's willing to learn from her now, which is a big change from earlier.
Definitely. And I think we basically touched on, like, the notes I'd written about the episode. Did you have anything else you'd want to comment on?
No, I was going through my live tweets, and most of what I tweeted, we did talk about. I did like Leonard making sure that Sheldon didn't bring any toys with him. And he knew specifically what he had, and then when he was done with the stuff he knew he had, it was, is that all? So we got kind of more of a Father Leonard thing again, and since I love when Leonard and Penny act like his parents, I liked the kind of dad Leonard, like, you can't bring your toys.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of reminded me of, like, when my parents would, like, go through my pockets to make sure I wasn't bringing stuffed animals to church. So I was just like, I kind of liked that whole fatherly vibe I got from it. And again, like, with Leonard Sheldon friendship, like, he knows him so well. He knows, like, specifically of all those games that they have, like, what Sheldon is going to bring. And I liked how after he had, like, all these games, like, he had, like, an Etch-A-Sketch. Because, like, you have all these, like, intellectual toys, and then just that.
And the, yeah, like, the Etch-A-Sketch and the Rubik's Cube, he had one of those too, right?
Yeah, that was in his pants.
And Leonard's like, just set it
just
down.
Just set it down.
Yeah. And then I loved, just relating to that, how Leonard went with them to see the play.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people were saying, like, oh, if Leonard doesn't go, I'm going to be angry, but I guess I kind of took it for granted that he was going to be there.
I'd honestly, for some reason, I wasn't expecting him to go. I was thinking it would just be Sheldon or just Sheldon and Amy, I don't know, but so then it made me really happy, like, oh, Leonard is going also.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, when you saw Leonard getting ready, I wasn't like, oh, he's going, like, I didn't even really register it, because I just assumed he'd be going.
Mm-hmm. And did we mention how we saw another variation of the penny knock?
No, I did tweet that, though. I just got to that part.
Yep.
But yeah, we've had so many now.
I know. I think, like, on one hand, it's just nice how
or
they
just
keep,
of the
like,
knock, not of the penny knock. Because he's knocked for Will Wheaton and Leonard and Raj and Leonard and Penny and all my
this
friends
one, it
and
was
Amy.
Yeah, it was, this one was for Penny, but yeah, he has so many different variations of just the knock in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly for Penny just because of proximity, but he's knocked for the other people, and the first knock was for Leonard, so. But new variation. I still say the knock war from the season 2 finale is my favorite, but I did like this one.
Yeah, it's just fun to see, like, how they can come up with new ways to integrate the knock.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I think we're pretty much done for our first episode. We were aiming for about, we were thinking 30 minutes. It looks like we're close to 50 minutes now, so a bit longer than we thought it'd be.
Shorter than some podcasts are, though.
Yes, definitely shorter. So if you guys want to either leave any comments on the blog or send us an email, let us know what you think, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, I don't know. And if you have any questions or comments and stuff, we could also answer those in our next episode. And I think we're hoping to do these pretty much weekly. We try to get, like, one out for the new episodes, and then when there's breaks, come up with other discussion topics or figure out what to do, or send us suggestions if you have stuff you want us to talk about.
this is going to be super informal learning curve type thing for us, because neither of us have ever done anything like this before. So, I mean, it took us, like, hours yesterday to just figure out how to get the audio to work. So, this is just super casual.
Pretty much, yeah, we're learning as you're listening to us. So, thank you for listening if you made it all the way this far. And we will, I guess, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.